you tell me anything about the poet Higgins?
The poet Higgins lived on the road between Rossin and the Nailer's Cross. And I think he was some friend of ours, I'm not sure. But my mother used to tell me stories about him. My mother used to tell some stories about him and he went to... So there was one story she told me that he sold a cool of butter to a man in Longford in September, some September, and he wasn't bringing back the cool of butter in 2 months from the time it was sold. And a cool of butter was... It was... The way they used to sell the butter long was they used to have a crate made, or a creel.
Yeah.
They called it a cool.
Yeah.
And...
The
cool was what used to hold the butter, and he used to give it till the butter be used, I would.
Yeah.
And it was, he wrote this letter to this man in Longford when he didn't get back the cool.
Yes.
And he came over to my grandfather, I don't know who was there at the time, but he told him, I sent a letter that to this man in Longford about that cool that he didn't bring back.
Right.
And I might have this, I'm not terribly sure of it now.
Yeah.
Well, it said, "Dear Thomas, I am well aware these lines to you will seem queer, but no man can be counted wrong to seek what does to him belong. But you and I had some dealings past in Longford town September last. You bought from me, you are aware, a coal of butter then and there. And at that time you did agree to send the vessel back to me, which was required in Cloncoose for similar or present use, and was to reach me without fail in 2 months from the time of sale. Besides, it was my right to get, but right or wrong, you hold it yet. The staves are ash, quite clean and white, with two good sally hooks well bound, and two good ears surmount the top, like those encompass. It's broad and it's firm, it's short and it's round, it sits quite level upon the ground. It would not leak or loose or drop on either bottom side or top. It got good time to dry and soak, besides the vessel was bespoke, and half the cooper, full the man, was paid my be unto his hand. And why should I to you conceive an article for which I paid? To say it is an ugly thing to keep the goods of other men, without their sanction or consent, let the goods be lost or lent. It is a fault we must believe, to keep the covers or deceive, on things that will own to us, which we cannot claim to be our own. It may not many small things take, the written laws of God to break. When the eating of one fruit we find, brought sin and death to all mankind, we should act towards our neighbours, just as they should act towards us. But let the goods be mislaid or lost, send me 1 shilling what it cost. In these concluding lines I say, send me the vessel or the coin."
Very
I could be wrong, though.
No, that's very